During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Hey, I'm excited about this. I think this guy is becoming like a fan favorite for a lot of us, even though we haven't had a chance to watch him play at the major league level yet, I will say. But he is a center fielder in the Kansas City Royals organization and a native of Junction City, Kansas. Nick Heath joins us on the show right now. Good morning, Nick. Thanks for calling in. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning to you guys, man. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you guys.
Hey, man, you are the type of player that a lot of us, I think, we get excited about because you got wheels. You know, you're you can run. And that, I don't know how much you know about the history of the Kansas City Royals, but for me, going all the way back to the days of Willie Wilson and those players, speed has always, for the good Royals teams, whenever the Royals have been good, they've had fast guys that are fun to watch on the bases. Are you familiar with that? Do you realize how big of a part of the history of this organization that aspect of the game is?
Well, when I first got here, I guess I didn't know too much about the organization. Being in Junction City and being a Royals fan for me was, it was just different because I grew up in Atlanta for a little bit, so I was always a huge Braves fan. But the more I'm in the organization and, you know, the more the years go by and time goes by, I start to understand that, you know, there were a lot of guys before me that, you know, that could run and, you know, they utilized them well and they gave them the opportunities to go out there and, you know, let their legs do some work. So, like I said, the more I'm around the organization, the more I kind of understand that, you know, I'm kind of fitting into the mold of, you know, exactly what this team needs and exactly what this team uses to be successful.
Nick Heath is our guest here on the Border Patrol. And Nick, before we talk a whole lot of baseball, I want to kind of just talk some logistics with you. You know, you're on this, you know, 60-man roster with the Royals right now. They're going to have some exhibition games next week. A lot of these guys, you know, first of all, I want you to tell me what you were doing during the shutdown, where you were, how you were working out, how you were doing all that stuff. And then when you came to Kansas City, where are you housed right now? What are you doing? And kind of how that has all gone on? Because this behind-the-scenes bit, I think, is pretty interesting to a lot of fans. Take us through the last few months on kind of the emotional ups and downs and kind of where you've been and what you've been doing to stay in shape.
Well, I guess some of the emotional ups and downs were, you know, I didn't make the big league team out of spring training. They sent me down to AAA. So maybe something, you know, was kind of frustrating for me was thinking that, you know, I had the opportunity or I was going to have the chance to come out there and start the year in Kansas City. Obviously not, and it was a little frustrating, but my mindset going into it, you know, I work a little bit harder, you know, put in that much more work, and, you know, I'll see these guys before the end of the year. And then we get the shutdown. So I was a little frustrated, and I'm like, man, they're just postponing my opportunity to go play baseball. So, you know, it was kind of getting to me for a little bit. But I stayed out in Arizona at the spring training complex. We had a spot out there, and every day, man, like 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, we get up and we go up to the complex and we work out. We do some conditioning. We hit in the cages. We long toss, me and Brett, some of the other guys that stay behind.
Now, you couldn't go inside. You couldn't go inside, right? You just had to know the gate code. That's how that was working?
Oh, yeah. So we couldn't get inside. We couldn't get inside the building. So we actually did like our own little Corona camp, and a lot of guys did, I mean, bands, our own little free weights, and we had little circuits and stuff outside that we would do. So we kind of just, you know, one of our strength coaches stayed back and kind of helped us out a little bit, you know, coordinating some of our workouts and stuff like that, and, you know, what times guys could come. So we spent a lot of our time kind of doing it on our own, like I said, with the help of a strength coach, and, you know, just trying to do everything we could to maintain, you know, what we had progressed to during coronavirus. And obviously it's a little difficult, you know, when gyms are closed and a lot of different places are closed and you're not allowed to go places. So we made the most of it, man, and now here we are. I got the call and they told me, you know, hey, we're gonna put you on the 60-man roster for spring training 2.0, and man, we hope your work is cut out for what we're about to get going.
Now, did you stay in Arizona the whole time, or did you go home and then, like, are you in hotel now? Because, I mean, a lot of the guys who were on the big league team, they had a place already set up to stay here. I mean, what's it been like for you here the last couple of weeks?
No, I stayed in Arizona the entire time, and then I drove up from Arizona. I was staying in the hotel for a little bit, but then, you know, worked out with another player on the team, and we found ourselves a little apartment. And, you know, we're just going to hang out here for the remainder of the season. And, you know, hopefully we're on this 30-man roster and we get to travel with the team. So that's kind of been the goal. And that's kind of been, you know, the thing that's at the forefront of my mind, as much as I'm sure there's about a lot of other guys. So and just here doing our work, man, hoping we get the opportunity to go out there and play.
Okay, so we're visiting with Nick Heath, 26-year-old center fielder for the Kansas City Royals. He's on the 60-man right now. We're going to get into a lot of stuff here, but I'm trying. Look, Nick, I'm 44 years old. I'm married. I have three kids. I had my fun. You know, when I was in my 20s, I had a lot of
fun.
He's
old, dude.
I'm an old man, but I didn't get married till I was 30 years old, and I remember my 20s quite distinctly, and you couldn't keep me from going out and having fun with my friends. You know, on a consistent basis. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to put myself in your guys' shoes right now in the midst of a pandemic like this, where people are trying to tell you, hey, look, you got a career riding on this. You don't want to come down with this virus. You don't want to test positive because that could put your dreams of being in the big leagues on hold for you don't know how long, let alone put your teammates at risk and all that. But you're 26. If I were 26 and a professional, young, cool, professional athlete, it would be hard to convince me to make responsible decisions, you know? And so I'm curious, like, what's that like for you as a 26-year-old in this life right now?
Man, I think the older I've gotten, you know, like, we all know our 20s is pretty fun, but, you know, I kind of had my fun in college, and then, you know, my first couple of years of minor league ball, but then you get up here in a situation where you can miss time, or you can get yourself sick or your teammates sick, and you can jeopardize the rest of the team. I think it makes it a little bit easier for me to, you know, stay in the house, and I'm not necessarily, I'm kind of a homebody sometimes anyway. Call of Duty came out a little while ago, I've been playing my brains out on Call of Duty. Time to pass the time by. I got to go see the Negro League Baseball Museum with Bobby Witt. So I've kind of been doing some things that, you know, I can go do by myself, or I can go do with one other person that get me out of the house, but also keep me out of, you know, keep me out of harm's way. I've been wearing my mask. I've been hand sanitizing every opportunity I get. So doing my best to, you know, still that happy medium of staying in the house and being responsible, but also getting out of the house and, you know, being able to, you know, kind of enjoy myself a little bit. So every now and again, I play music downstairs, and I go downstairs and I just listen to music for like an hour, kind of get out of the apartment, come back and wind it down, be ready for the next day.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up the Negro Leagues Museum, because when I was talking to Mike Swanson from the Royals about getting you on the show, he said, hey, be sure to ask him about that trip that you took with Bobby Witt Jr. So tell us a little bit more about that. What was the experience like? What were your takeaways?
Man, that was my first time at the museum, and being in Junction City, I never got the opportunity to come up to Kansas City very much. But that was my first time in there, man, and they showed us around that place, and they gave us so much, like, so many different backgrounds on different people and things that they went through, and it was kind of eye-opening because, you know, you always hear about the things that Negro League baseball players went through, but you don't necessarily, you know, get the background of all of it. So they took us through there, and it was supposed to just be me and Bobby. And I think there was a kid that ended up making Bobby out or something like that. And next thing I know, we got a team of like six or seven younger baseball players behind us, maybe high school age. And they're kind of behind us going through, and then a couple parents walk up behind them, and next thing you know, we got like a group of like 15 or 20. So me and Bobby are trying to float to the back so we're not too close to everybody and try to keep our social distance. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to listen to everything that they got going on. Man, it was a really, really good experience. And I know I've heard it once, but I'll definitely go back again. So I can hear the whole feeling over again. So
did you get the
really good time.
You got the Bob Kendrick tour? Was
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely amazing. And he joked with us a little bit and was talking about, you know, everything being shut down. A lot of people hadn't been through the museum lately. So just us going was his first tour back, and he had his mask on, and he was joking at the end of it, saying that, you know, he had to talk too much in his mask, and he thought he was going to pass out. So,
well, he can
it was
talk.
A practice for his future tours.
Yeah, he can talk. And I'm sure some of those kids were maybe down there at the Urban Youth Academy that the Royals have done. Have you been through that facility? And what do you think about the initiative the Royals have as a young black player who's in professional baseball to try to get more young black players involved and maybe have not be so few playing baseball?
Right before Fan Fest, I was actually at the Urban Youth Academy. Went down there for a little bit. Got some work in for a day or two. I came to town a couple of days early. My grandparents don't live too far either. So came to town a couple of days early. Got to go out there and hit and throw a little bit and do some, you know, some ground ball stuff on the inside. And there were a few players that, you know, were going to community college. Some guys were going to JUCO. Some guys were going to D1s, D2s and stuff. So I got to sit in there and talk to some of those guys for a little bit, you know, just about the process and having to go through, you know, minor league ball. And I was obviously in the same shoes that they were in at one point. So it's definitely attainable, you know, as long as you, you know, you put in your time and your work towards it. But it was a good experience, man, to go down there and see, you know, other African-American kids around each other, playing the game together, kind of, you know, asking questions, figure out, you know, the right way to play the game, respect it, but at the same time, you know, have your own swagger and be able to go out and have fun. So I got to go down there and talk to some of those guys, man. It was a really, really good experience. And then, you know, being a black player and getting to see other black players is the best part because, you know, sometimes growing up, a lot of us don't get that opportunity. Sometimes, more often than not, we're one of two on our team or one of one on, you know, our respective baseball team. So going down there and seeing those guys, you know, practice together, they hit together, they throw together, they show up at the same time, they leave at the same time, man, I'm sure that's got to be really positive for them. And definitely, you know, a lot easier for them to come out and play baseball because they, you know, have people out there that look like them.
Well, role models make a big difference in all aspects of life. There's no doubt about that. We're visiting with Nick Heath, center fielder for the Kansas City Royals. This dude had 60 stolen bases last year in the minor leagues between AA and AAA. And so we're all excited to get a chance to watch him continue to grow. Now, I'd like to get to know you a little bit more about your background, Nick. You mentioned that you spent some time in Georgia growing up and then also in Junction City. Maybe take us through that a little bit and what led you from Georgia to Junction City as a kid?
When I was a kid, we moved to Junction City about the age of 6 or 7. My mother decided to move back here with my grandparents for a little bit. So me and my sister came up here with my mom and, you know, we kind of hung out here. My mom went to school in Junction City, so she came back and she was familiar with the area, familiar with the faces. Obviously, me and my sister weren't. But we came back, and my grandmother knows everybody in town. She's taught for 50 years. My grandfather was a bus driver in Junction City, so I'm sure he knew a lot of kids growing up, you know, throughout that time. And, my mom had a lot of classmates that ended up being my teachers. Some of my teachers were taught by my grandmother. So I got to experience kind of a close-knit community when I got to Junction City after we left Georgia. And we stayed there up until I graduated high school. I've kind of been bouncing from spot to spot ever since.
It's an interesting backstory. Not a lot of people are from or grow up in Junction City. That's kind of how it is. A lot of times it's military, you know, people kind of in and out, mm-hmm. out through there. But that you were there mm-hmm. for quite a long time. Did you like the experience out there in kind of small town Kansas?
Yeah, I did. At first, I didn't. You know, coming from Georgia, cities were a little bit bigger and, you know, so on and so forth. There was a lot more things to do and I didn't have to drive, you know. You know, I didn't have to drive so far once I got a little bit older to go do things. I know in Georgia, you know, I could do plenty of things once I got older and went back to visit and stuff. But, man, Junction City was nice. It was a close-knit community. We were big on football. We weren't, you know, the best at baseball. But, man, growing up, a lot of the kids that I went to school with actually stayed. And then, you know, throughout the years, as you said, being a military town, I got to meet a lot of new faces. Obviously, some of my friends left due to the military, but I met a lot of guys that were in the military, and you know their families were in the military, and they came to Jackson, and I, you know, developed a lot of really good friendships over the years. So, man, I love Jackson with all my heart, man. I can't wait to go back. If I get an off day, I'll take that, you know, hour and a half, 2 hour drive down the road and go back and see the city for a little bit.
You'll be brought back as a hero, man. They'll probably someday when they do the Royals caravans again in the off season, I'm sure that'll be one of the stops. Hey Nick, you've been fun to follow on social media for a lot of reasons. You know as well as the rest of us now what a big deal Salvador Perez is in this town. These fans love Salvador Perez. We all love Salvi. And he came back from, you know, he got cleared to come back and play. The Royals tweeted it out, confirmed Salvi's arm is still in midseason form. His first game back, they show him throwing out a would-be base stealer. And it turns out that must have been Nick Heath because you retweeted and said, I guess I had to find out for myself.
100%.
What?
100%.
So tell me what that was. I mean, tell me what it's like being on the field with guys like Salvi right now as you're getting this opportunity.
Man, sometimes it'll leave you kind of speechless. I don't know. I can't speak for the other guys, but I can speak for myself and saying that, you know, you're watching them go and compete in a World Series and lose, and then come back the next year, compete in a World Series and win. And then you get to, you know, share the field with these guys, and you kind of understand the way they go about their business because they've been there and they've done that. You know, they know what it takes to get there. And during practice, they're all smiles. Everybody, the whole team is all smiles. But at the same time, you know, when it comes down to it, when you need to get some stuff done, if you got some stuff to work on, everybody gets right to business. So it's cool, man, coming up here and getting to see, like, a family atmosphere. It's always fun. We're playing music. I'm sure everybody's playing music. But, you know, we have a good time. We laugh. We crack jokes. But when it's time to get to work, you can kind of see the gear shift. And everybody on the team is like, all right, here we go. It's time to put our work in. So it's easy to come out to the field, and I can laugh. And I can do my work and know that, you know, I'm going to go out there and have a good time. I'm going to go out there with guys who are winning gold gloves on a regular basis. And these guys are all stars. And, you know, when you start playing baseball, you don't think you ever get the opportunity to play alongside these guys. And then you come out here and you do it. So sometimes I got to take a step back when I come to the house at the end of the day. And I'm like, man, I just had a whole practice, you know, with Gordo. You know, he's a platinum glover in the outfield. Salvi's behind the plate, and I get to, like, watch these guys work, and I get to see it all up close in person. So, man, 80% of me is still a little kid out there. I know I got to get to my work, and I know I got to get to my business. But when I go out there, man, sometimes, like, you know, I get kind of starstruck. I'm like, man, I'm in Kauffman. I didn't think I was going to be playing in the big league stadium, and I didn't think I was going to be playing alongside these guys, but here I am. So, you know, sometimes I take a moment and look back on it, and I'm like, dude, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. And then I snap out of it, and I'm like, but I got to get back to work because these guys are working, too.
Nick Heath is our guest here, Royals outfielder, and you mentioned being a little disappointed that you didn't make the roster out of big league camp. Now, it's a weird season. They're going to have 30 guys in a roster. I know they probably don't tell you every single thing that's happening, but what feeling are you having now about the ability to perhaps be in that 30 when you guys head to Cleveland next week?
Man, I think it's a good opportunity, you know. I think coming up here and they're adding four extra guys, maybe they need a base runner, maybe they need an extra outfielder. So I'm very optimistic. I'm always trying to think positively. I'm always trying to, you know, keep my head in a good space. So I go out there every day, man. Like I know I'm going to be on that team, and I hope, you know, they feel the same. I want to carry myself like a would-be big leaguer, like a, you know, a current big leaguer. And I want to do everything in my power to show these guys, you know, that I'm ready to play, and I want to do anything I can to contribute to, you know, this team being successful.
Hey, Nick, before we let you go, my last question, and by the way, thank you so much for the time, man. This has been really fun to get to know you. You got to tell us about Bobby Witt Jr., because, I mean, those of us that are not out there every day, he is, we're hearing Paul Bunyan-type stories about him. You're around him a lot. Tell us about this kid and what he's been like to be around.
So I saw something the other day when Duffy said this kid is the best hitter of all time. He was not joking. I'm telling you, man, these inner squads were playing in. It doesn't make any sense to me sometimes because, you know, he's only 20 years old. And at 20, I wasn't doing this. So I was like, hey, man, what kind of stuff you working on? So sometimes I ask you questions. And when he goes to hit and when he goes to play the field, man, I'm always watching. Dude, that kid's going to be absolutely amazing for this city. He's going to be absolutely amazing for the sport of baseball. But he works hard, but he's 20, you know what I mean? And you look at him, you're like, he's still a kid. But he comes out here and he prepares the same way we prepare. He comes out here, and when it's time to go, man, he's ready to go. He always puts a bat on the ball. He's always making a nice play defensively. And then when we got a little downtime, you're like, this kid is definitely still a kid. You know what I mean? So it's cool, man. It's refreshing, you know, to look at that, to look at him as a player and see that, you know, he's out here having more fun than probably anybody on that field. He's probably one of the youngest ones out there. But, man, when it's time to get to work, that kid carries himself like he's been there and he's done it already. So I'm excited for you guys to see what he has to bring, and I'm sure he's excited to see you guys what he has to offer, because that kid's going to be lights out when he gets up here.
Well, we're going to be excited to see you too, Nick. Hey, man, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me, man. It's been a blast.
Hey, that is Nick Heath, center fielder for the Kansas City Royals. He's in camp right now. We'll take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.